I had children like that. And they didn't drive my car again, but, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, okay, if that's your attitude, fine. It is my car. That means that you don't get to use it at all.
Well, welcome to the dork table, Miss Mary. This is me.
Hey.
Yeah, it's me, Flash. Didn't recognize me in my new voice, did you?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Hey.
This is me, Grams, and I'm on a tear. And part of that reason that I'm on a tear is because, let me find it. Let me find it. It's over on Twitter.
Well,
I know
we
I
got a show
it.
To introduce.
Some gal.
Well.
I know we got a show to do.
Okay.
That Lori Garrett posted on Twitter, attention, while you were sleeping, Trump issued an edict that eliminates job protections for tens of thousands, maybe millions of federal employees, all involved in policymaking. It paves the way for mass firing of government employees. And when I shared it, it was like, you say that like it's a bad thing. Basically, what he's doing is, you know, at least from what I got from when I read into this a little bit more is, well, you no longer have the protections that the private sector does not enjoy. So, if you do a shitty job as a government employee, you can now be fired. Oh, hey, what a novel idea. Someone can be fired for doing a shitty job. I don't have a problem with that. But, you know, you'd be amazed how many people out there have a problem with, what do you mean you can fire me? I was just looking at porn on the internet on the clock. The fuck? I've been doing it for 20 years. So, you know, that's where my mindset came in. It's like,
see what happens when she jumps the bungee cords and the tape. Now, this is Flash at the dork table on the 24th of October, 2020. Hey, Grim. Say
hey,
hey
Grim.
Hey to the bots and the bitches and
the bots
bodies
and the bodies
and the bastards and, you know, the four Bs.
Well, seeing as how I got my ice chat
that
loaded
B-word
on this computer.
Yeah, but did you see how that flows? Because we have
a
B in
really
all those
good
words. Yeah. Like,
it's like you got linoleum or something.
Okay, Elmer. Wow. I just want a pound of whatever you're smoking is what I want.
I'm not smoking
barman!
Anything. Barman! Barman! See, barman? I'm not smoking anything.
Squirrel!
Like this, naturally. Ah, natural. In any case, to all the bots and bodies, hey, barman, the most splendiferous bot in the whole wide world, closely followed by Beetle!
Beetle!
Hey, Beetle, how are you? And only 20% is COVID. What the hell? Oh, okay. Yeah.
20%.
COVID. Phobid. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yeah, we'll get to the hoax eventually. Yeah, let's say hello to the bots.
Yeah,
the body.
I'm still, I know, I'm working my way down. Guys.
Yeah, but you're reading
and
chat.
Some of it itches.
Yeah,
and
you're
that's
reading
why we have Head and Shoulders. Hi, Cowboy Tech, and he is Head and Shoulders above
chat
the rest
reader
of us. And do you know why he's Head and Shoulders above the rest of us?
Because
he's got a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
And he's taller.
And he's sitting on a horse.
And he's sitting on a horse.
Or in a truck.
Or in a truck.
Either way, you're
See?
Taller, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. There. Well, it's not hard to be taller than me anyway, but, you know, what the hell.
The truck
Or
still
you,
helps.
For that matter.
Yeah. Well, that's what I use the truck for.
Ah. Okay. In any case, we also got Grimner, the
Grimner!
RLM god, don't you know?
Hello, Grimner.
And the lovely Miss Moose Quail.
Moose
And they had the
girl.
Free group ball last night, and I was in bed way before it started.
Oh.
So I was tired.
I was up after it was over. Caught the replay.
Ah.
Yeah. I can't stay up those kind of early hours. It's too much.
Well.
Sometimes in the summertime, because 20 hours of daylight, it's weird. Throws your body off schedule.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Messes with the internal clock mechanism.
Fucking fun but times. Add some mushrooms to that. Telling you, good times in Denmark, people.
Woo-woo! Woo-woo! Oh, well, we also got the lovely Miss Kate from the great state of Florida, where I saw that they must be having some kind of plandemic thing going on, and I did not get the memo or an invite. What the hell? What the hell? Oh, well, I'll whine about it later.
You poor thing.
I know. I'm so pathetic, so sad.
Couldn't even get invited to a pandemic.
I know. You know, life sucks when you can't get invited to a plandemic.
Wow. So you're the kid with the pork chop tied around their neck, huh?
I feel like Cinderella over there by the stove.
The most,
not allowed to go anywhere. My best friend is a mouse.
The most deadly virus in the history of mankind, and I haven't been sick. I got sick from eating vegetables one day. Had nothing to do with being a COVID ill guy. But took some of those seeds, patched it me up real quick.
Actually, I had an issue with, I kind of sort of overdosed myself on iodine. And that was my problem that I had. I haven't been sick with the COVID yet. The COVID. Oh, well.
The COVID.
I also see Anti is in the chitty chat as well as Chalsa Denise. Yes. Got the O clean out of there.
Uh-oh.
We also have a Cyclo.
Hello, hey, honey.
And Chloe and Chloe E. So double dipping on the Chloe going on today. Flasher's here. Hey, Flash.
Hello.
There's two of us.
Ah,
Gary.
Hello, Grant.
I know. We got a J Dredd. Hey, Hansel.
Hansel.
How you doing, Hansel? I
He's
really do enjoy
strudel.
Hansel. I know y'all think I'm crazy, but
Hansel
I enjoy
making
Hansel.
The strudel in the kitchen.
He's so very interesting.
Polishing his boots.
So, I also,
you never know when you're going to be standing next to somebody in the royal family, and you need that.
Ooh.
Pretty shine on your boots.
Ah. a spit shine. Mm. Could be interesting. Oh, well.
Wow.
You're just wrong. That's all there is to
getting
it.
Somebody, but getting somebody to do that to a shoe, that's control. I mean, oh, wow.
I know. That is kind of freaky deaky.
Can you see their boss? Hey, watch what I can make this idiot do. Shine your shoes.
Oh, look. Watch what I can make him do. Spit on those shoes it's before like, you shine them.
Like training the seal. The visual. Oh, my goodness. Help, help. Okay.
Moving along. Hi, JJ's999JJ's over there in
Scotland. Hey, JJ.
I hope the wind ain't blowing as bad or as cold as it is out here in Grammyland, because it's freaking cold and breezy out here. If I had a skirt
Ooh.
On, I would have frozen bits.
Whoa.
I also see Meisterbrow is here. Did you know I had this epiphany last night?
Of course
while
not.
While I was talking with Wayne.
Yeah, okay. No,
and,
I wasn't
you know,
there,
I was,
Mary. I was
well,
here.
I was, well, I was getting ready to go and have a bath after supper.
I see. Don't know. I don't see.
You need to go to. Well, I know. But I said, you need to go to the bathroom before I get in there? And he says, no, I can go outside. And then he went, wait a minute. No, it's cold and windy out. So, you know, I was sitting there laughing at him. And I went, you know, that's one of those differences between men and women is that men go all turtle when it's cold outside and women do the turkey pop-up timer impersonation. So, you know, we reverse positions. It's like, cause women are innies and boys are outies and except for when you go outside and then boys are innies and girls are outies. It's kind of fun, but yeah, that's where my mind goes.
Wow.
Sorry. I just traumatized y'all for life.
Well,
I also see Meisterbrower is here. Hey, Woody.
I'm never going to be the same again, I guarantee that.
I know you're not, but isn't that weird? The weird things about human anatomy.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I also see Prince is here. Hey, Prince.
Weird
not the purple
thing.
One.
No,
oh,
fingerprints.
Prince. Yeah,
dun,
those
dun, dun,
two.
Dun, dun,
Rob
dun.
Boix is also here. Rob,
the
did you
bubbler.
Fire up the bubbler? Where's the bubbler, Rob? I don't see a bubbler.
In his basement.
Hi, Bubbles. Is he down there with Joe? What are you doing to Joe? Uh-oh. Please, make sure he doesn't come back upstairs. Please. Except that would probably put Shrillery in the running. And oh, dear God, talk about hacking. I'll spit shine her shoes, all right.
Wow. Help, what have we done to you, Mary? Are you okay? Damn.
I'll live.
2 weeks?
Much to the chagrin of a few other people. But
oh, okay.
I see Trust No One is also in the chat, as
wow.
well as Vanna White, the lovely letter turner bot of the RLM channel, closely followed by Weather Dork, who has given me the cold shoulder, damn it.
Weather Dork.
Oh, hey, Trust just said Utah is at 104% occupancy. Wow, frickin' overachievers out there in Utah, that's all I got to say. That's like having 117% voter turnout.
Okay.
That too. Hey, Phantom. It's the Phantom.
It's the Phantom. Help, help, help.
Help, and a CC66 coming your way, as well as a Cyborgian Noodle. May you be touched by Cyborgian Noodliness of it all. I'm just a wee bit touched today.
A little bit.
You haven't noticed.
You're spinning faster than usual. Wow.
I know. I'm running faster than an 8-day clock.
Wow. Yeah, I know. I'm getting burnt by the wind. I hope your insurance will cover this, Miss Mary. You'll be hearing from my Jew lawyers in the morning, I assure you.
I will gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Today.
Moving along.
Okay. Moving
and
along.
Siv is also here, as well as Kiss. Don't be kissing. Don't be kissing. Hello. Grimmy wants to know who's touching Grammy. Nobody's touching me, and that's why I'm cold. Damn it. Damn it.
Very cold in
me. Wrapped around me. I'm so cold.
She's going to cut glass with those things, Peagles.
I know.
Just watch.
I know. I could cut diamonds.
Ouch. Diamonds. Talk about your overachieving, little Missy. Wow.
I also see Matt WJ 2002 is here, as well as Pompa Pompa Ponsaw and a Smataz, who has been extremely smataziness.
Yeah, Rob's got him back trying to learn how to make jokes.
Oh, well, he's doing really good. I know, Grim. I know I said I was touched. I was touched by the spirit. I was touched by the spirit. Don't you know they say the room gets really cold when spirits come in because they're sucking all the energy out?
Wow.
Maybe I need some spirits. Maybe that's what I need. Yeah, this is a natural high, folks.
Wow.
Can you imagine if I was on alcohol or some other recreational activity?
Activity.
Kind of stuff?
Nah, see, weed just slows you down. Don't get all happy about the weed. People just...
Oh, sure.
Nah, it's the truth about it. Weed is boring.
Weed puts me to sleep, actually.
See, yeah, weed, if you add shit to your weed, then it makes it exciting. But pot by itself is just like, I don't know, doesn't really do nothing. Doesn't make you want to...
trip and never leave the farm.
Exactly. You don't even want to get up to go get the bag of chips. You want the chips to levitate and come to you. So you could sit there for like 45 minutes trying to make them do it.
Oh, that really sounds kind of cool, actually.
Depends on what kind of shit you smoke, I suppose.
Levitating chips.
Why not?
I want
to
levitate.
Oh, come on. Have you never been too lazy to fish?
Have I never been too lazy to pick up chips? Oh, dude.
No, that's not what I said. You know what I said.
I know.
And today, on the dork table, I have
named... I'm not done yet.
You're not? I thought you were done.
No, we still got the holiest
wow.
Roger ever. And the Ooh. Lovely Miss Valerie Kell has
Valerie
shown up.
Kell.
Hey, Miss Valerie.
Okay.
I'm a little low on the volume.
See, that's what I told
volume.
You.
Try
to
that's
tell
what
you
my
that before the show.
All the time. Tweaking the knobs.
Yeah, but on the replay, I told you I was listening to a show, the show we did last week. And your voice was quieter than mine, little Missy. So.
And see, that's just, it's amazing. It's amazing that my voice is quiet.
Yeah, no kidding. There's a first time.
I know.
And today I named our epic Dork Table podcast, They Have Us Surrounded, and in parentheses, those poor bastards.
I know. Hey, have you ever stopped to realize that when they have us surrounded like that, that means no matter where we shoot,
got them. Exactly. So it doesn't matter. There's no reason to be. You're not worrying about safety at this point. Now it's only about survival. Survival of the
fittest. And I could do my Wonder Woman thing.
Uh-oh. What?
Because it is close to Halloween.
Wait a minute. Here we go.
Well, don't you remember? Wonder Woman would spin really fast and then magically turn into Wonder Woman instead of Linda Carter. And so if I spin really, really fast with like a rubber band gun, because I like shooting those, because then I can go gather up my rubber bands and shoot again. But in any case, if I do that, then I'll hit something eventually.
Well, that's not my biggest problem in the world right now.
Oh, okay.
No, the Danes sold out on me.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I think the Queen knows I'm here, and she said, hey, you know what? I'll piss that American prick off. Let's make them wear masks for 2 solid months up there in the where nobody even goes. That's what we'll do.
Well, according to Creepy Joe, we're coming into a dark winter. It's going to be cold and dark.
It's going to be plenty warm where Creepy Joe's going to be going, it's for you religion nutters out there in Radio Land. Well, I don't think, I don't think that the hardcore 40 that pick up the dork table, I don't think they're religion nutters. I would just venture to guess they're not even Jews. You know? They probably look, well, I have adopted other people's verbal explanation of religion. And I've come to terms with that. To me, it seems like a mental illness. When you're that devoted to something that's just a thought, wow, baby. Ooh, I want a pound of whatever you're smoking at night, and you're not even smoking at night, so think about that. That's some control.
Yeah.
I mean, even a pothead can say no to stuff, but a religion nutter, no.
Well.
God told me to do it. I have to do it. What? How do you say no to God and his plan and stuff?
How do I say no to God?
I'm mocking some of the religion nutter encouragements I've heard over the years without giving them any real credit specifically. I was being vague about it. You know,
see, and I thought maybe this was like how I spent my summer vacation kind of thing. How do I say no to God by Grammy Mary? I say no.
Well, if it's his plan, what difference does it make what you say? It's all a bunch of nonsense. Please, he gives you free will, but you better not use it because the Admiralty Court will cook you. What? Huh?
Okay.
What? Never mind.
If it's his plan, I just got to say, best laid plans of mice and gods.
This might be the.
Tell you what.
What?
There's times when you can have the best plan ever.
Yeah.
And, you know, like building a better mousetrap. And then next thing you know, here comes another mouse that outsmarts it. Mm. And like with God and stuff, sometimes, you know, when you built those village idiots, you got to remember that sometimes those village idiots can fuck shit up worse than you ever even thought of. So. That's all I'm saying is, you know, you can have a plan all you want, and that's all well and good. You can stick to that plan, but somewhere, somebody's going to let loose the village idiot, and they're going to fuck shit up.
Well, that's why they have the mask safety classes globally. For that for that reason. That way you don't kill yourself applying your mask. First rule is don't strangle yourself applying your mask to yourself or somebody else.
Stay away from doorknobs because the doorknobs tend to jump out and hang people.
Well, see, I'm really irritated because the illness that's going to come 2 months after they stop the bullshit about you have to wear the fucking things. It's going to be way worse than if they didn't do this.
Well, yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of old people around here. I mean, older than me, old people. So, and they're and the numbers raise goes up every day when I go out. Grocery stores next week is going to be mandatory. So, no, I ain't going to do it. What?
Yeah.
No, they deliver.
Rudy said he used to have the company idiot test his software because they'd always find a way to break it. So they're perfect at debugging purposes. And yes, Grim, there are lots of people out there that are perfect at debugging purposes. And so, you know, you can think you thought of everything until you let an idiot loose. And then it's like, didn't think of that. But then again, you have to be an idiot.
Hey,
wait
a minute. Are you guys punking me while I'm doing a dork table?
Probably. Hey, do you know something else about all these COVID rules? Something that I learned earlier today?
No.
Did you know that the facial recognition software, if people are closer than 5 feet together, it's hard for it to actually walk in on someone and and calibrate and all that fun stuff? Hence, 6 foot distancing.
Yeah.
Software.
Yes, I did.
I didn't realize it was actually 5 feet.
Oh, I did. I knew it was six.
Well, I didn't know that the software needed to have like a 5 foot buffer zone.
Yeah, well, find out it was actually five, but I knew that was the problem. The cameras couldn't focus. They need that space for them to do their thing.
And if you wear a mask, it's all still good because they go by eyes anyway.
Yeah.
But if you wear glasses and a mask, even just regular old glasses and a mask,
no, they make you take
them.
No,
get a good...
no. They make them take off your glasses when you take state pictures. Because when I did mine,
I know.
So it doesn't matter because the state picture is going to have you without it, and the camera, the software is designed so that they can figure out who's under the glasses. It's a camera trick.
Well,
what?
I think they're full of shite.
Probably are, but just like fingerprints, you sell enough people this idea and they go, oh, sounds good to me, hang them. People love their punishment, Miss Mary. Fuck. They love it. I mean, crying out loud, there's like 50 movies about Ted fucking Bundy, right? But like no movies about the women he killed. What? You know, all these years of all these people that, you know, terrible murderers and all this, never a film about one of the victims. It's always about the killer. So, put me on my
about
quest.
The creepy guy.
Well, see, whatever the state media wants me to pay attention to is usually misdirection. Or, it's partially true, but not totally true. And then when you find out in, you know, like the last 20 years about all this really bizarre shit, these rich people and, you know, religious nut jobs, politicians, you know, those people, what they do with what, you know, like stuff we don't talk about so we don't get kicked off the internet. Know what I mean? They're not sticking pencils into little Johnny. Let me tell you that. So,
lead poisoning has taken on a whole new meaning.
Yeah, well, it's a different kind of lead. Ah! Anyway, what I'm getting at is we got all this weirdo shit. All came to the surface. Everybody talks about it like it's cool. And nothing changes. They're going to, fucking 2 weeks from now, they're going to go vote for one of these complete dickheads to continue the game. Instead of, hey, let's stop this crap before somebody really gets hurt. No, let's continue it for at least 4 more years. It's like, remember when I complained about that ball game and you said I was insane? 2 million people gathered and all they could do is go, well, we didn't kill each other. Yeah, that's why you gathered.
Yeah.
piece of work, I'm telling you. That's why, you know what I did Monday?
What'd you do Monday?
Are you, you promise me you won't laugh, because I know you're going to find it funny, but I'm serious.
I can't promise.
I got to tell you anyway. Ready for this? Are you sitting down?
Okay, tell me.
I quit the human race.
Really?
Yep, Monday.
So you finally decided to embrace your gnomeness, huh?
Well, you know, the really disappointing part about quitting the human race was?
What's that?
Nobody gave a shit. And they didn't go, hey, we miss you. Please come back. It's like, what? You quit? What? Are you okay? Did you take your pills? Not a, wow, I wish you'd change your mind, or none of that shit. Just nothing.
Yeah.
So it proves my point about the human race and how cold it truly is, because it didn't even miss me after I left it.
Well, when you stop and think about it with logistics and everything.
Yeah.
You know, there's like 7 billion people. Are you really going to notice when Flash says, fuck it, done?
Well, yeah, I wrote it on the chat screen. I announced it to the four people in the room that morning.
There's 32 people. Now, granted, the news will spread exponentially, but it will still take time to contact all 7 billion people.
Yeah, but so, I mean, it's been like 6 days, and even my wife didn't say nothing to me about it. It's like, why bother?
That's because she knew way before you quit.
Okay. She was expecting them to demand my resignation.
Well,
you can't quit. We're going to fire you.
There you go.
One of those kind of deals. Anyway, you know, that's...
Remy said, you didn't quit the human race. You were kicked out.
I wish. You know, that's why I do the other show with Larry and Rob on Thursday.
So.
What?
Yes.
It's exactly why. Because they're fun. They're not fun. They're more like smart. So... This kind of balances.
They are smart guys on ice. That's
yeah,
for darn sure.
And this balances out my egghead role with Larry and Rob. There's lots of stuff, man. They know some shit. These two guys.
Oh, Rob corrected me on the math.
Uh oh.
32 minus 5 bots minus 3 Karens minus 1 Trump tard equals 23
actual
people.
Bodies. Ooh, very good.
So, see, it's going to take a little bit longer for the news to get to the rest of the 7 billion inhabitants of the planet.
Yeah, but see, that's what I mean is I don't think they give a shit. If it mattered, immediately a shockwave would have been sent. My vibration would have just took them all. But I obviously didn't vibrate enough to get any interest.
Oh, and Grimmy said 23 minus Flash because you quit.
Yeah.
22. Hey, 22, let's do that. What's that numerology shit? It's a double number. 22.
That's my birthday. Yeah, the 22.
Maybe I'll do that. I think I'll look up.
I don't know, Beetle. We're just having giggle time.
I'm gonna
on
look
the
up
radio.
Numerology 22.
Because the world is kind of fun if you let it be fun. But you know, we've got all these politicians trying to fuck it up, so it won't be no fun.
Okay, you're sounding really weird.
I am. Well, that's, I don't say that to you.
And I don't know if it's my...
Well, I hope you're...
Oh, and 2 + 2 = 4. So there you go. You said there was 4 people talking in the chat. So you had it right.
Yeah.
Oh, and Trust said he's not a people.
Oh, well, yeah, don't worry about that. I don't doubt that. You know, who? Whatever happened to Sock Puppet? Well.
Okay, guys.
Uh-oh.
Is Flash sounding really weird, or is it just me that's hearing him really weird?
No, she's hearing me really weird.
You almost sound like a cybernetic Charlie Brown teacher. Wah, 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 with the cyber shit going on.
Yeah, I got your cyber right here. Well, missing. Anyway.
Ah, hey, Ribner, be nice. I don't do that to you when you're live. You bully, meanie
Flash,
guy.
You sound fine to everybody else, so it must be just my internet.
I don't care anyway. What
difference does that? No, I'm not using voice meter, Rob. My internet has been real wonky the last few days. So
see what's important? I was just telling her I quit the human race, and she's concerned about her internet service. Proves my point.
Let me close some tabs.
Wow, it really just proves my point.
And see if maybe I just have entirely too much shit going on.
That could be the problem there, Mary. You never know. But, you know what? I could probably, like, dive off a building as long as I'm wearing a mask when I hit the ground so people don't get mad at me. He's not wearing a mask! Splat.
You know, this is really cool because nobody else hears what I'm hearing, but it's really funny.
What? Nobody hears what?
Because I'm getting, like, really...
why don't you... Okay,
and so you sound really weird to me. I'm just saying.
Hang up and call back into the show.
No idea what the hell's going on, but it's
reconnect your wire. Hang it up and call back.
You know what?
No.
I'm going to hang up and start over. How
that's brilliant. I'm glad you thought of that. Usually it's just a matter of the wire. I don't think that we've ever had to reboot the system live before. Maybe we have. Maybe we haven't. Maybe she is. I'm not sure what's going on right now myself. But this is the Dork Table. And Mary's going to take some time off. So I don't know. I might take some time off with her and not do a Dork Table for a little while. We'll see what happens. Couldn't even keep her strapped down to the table on this show. Aha! No, wait. Maybe she did have to reboot. Let me see. Cirque's giving me a little slap on the back there. Ah! But Rob says, I sound really weird. I don't know, and I think... there she is.
I sound really weird.
You gotta you're playing something.
I don't know, and I think...
Oh, thank you. She was playing the sound while she was on the call. So she'll be calling right back as soon as she sorts through her technical jibber-walkies. Wow, Rob. Hey, this is a lot of fun. Okay. Now for a musical interlude. While Mary gets her knickers unknotted. Okay, maybe not. But, on the other side of reality, we have. Yeah, I know, huh? I see her still, she's still in the RLM, so she might not have rebooted her whole entirety. Or maybe she is. I have no idea. So, what do we got to complain? Oh, yeah, I was complaining about the Danes are going to go all, yeah, okay. I see Mary's BRB right now. Anyway, the Danes are going to go all mask mandatory on us starting next week. So, you know, that just goes to show how do you predict? Well, we're all right until Thursday. On Thursday, the virus is going to attack from the south, Captain. Yeah, so Thursday is mask or nothing. So I can go out in public and take walks and whatnot. Just won't be able to allowed to go inside anywhere and actually do any commerce. That's going to be an interesting 2 months. So I'm going to call that Thursday is Mass Day. Killing a little time till Miss Mary returns for our epic Dark Table saga of... Wow, not much going on. I mean, the world is... It's kind of a dull place when you think about it, but then they got the internet to keep you excited. Like, we got the... You got the selection coming up. 10 glorious shopping days right now for you to go out there and get your head filled full of details and important facts so that you can go out and vote for either Donald Trump or what's his name to be the president of the United States of America, baby. That's right. What's going on? Oh, yeah, Mary's Miss Mary is rebooting here. I can read a little. I got a link here. I'll just do some reading. Take this dork table to another level. So I'll post me a link here into chat. To the chat room for everybody to see. And then I'll go ahead and I'll put it in the notes. And then I'll read some of it until Mary gets back, because she had to reboot her system. We overloaded poor Miss Mary, and now we must pay the fine. So I'm going to read this thing called, what is it called? COVID-19 lockdowns are in lockstep with the Great Reset. This is the 23rd of October in 2020. Some site called Activist Post. I wonder if it's any good. I don't know. I'm just going to read it and see. Stalling. TikTok, TikTok, TikTok. In October 2019, a pandemic simulation exercise called Event 201, a collaborative effort between Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, World Economic Forum, and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation concluded that a hypothetical new coronavirus may end up killing at least 65 million people worldwide within 18 months of an outbreak. Stall until Mary gets back. When COVID-19 coincidentally emerged from Wuhan 2 months later, scientists were rushing to generate similar alarmist forecasts using a variety of questionable scientific models. Researchers from the Imperial College London, for approximated death tolls of 500,000 UK and 2 million USA by October this year. Well, they were close. I mean, if you consider that amount of people died of, like, a lot of other shit. They rebranded the freaking flu. So, all you lucky people out there that died, the good news is you died of the COVID. The bad news is it was really the flu, but we called it the COVID so that it could juggle some freaking fake money and bullshit the world, I suppose. Because I'm not a doctor and all that, and everybody else is going to, oh, you don't know anything. Well, I may not know much, but I know this. I'm still alive, and I don't have any respect for any of these mandates. If I have to, if you're going to force me to comply, then that's one thing, but I'm not going to do it because it's for my own good. I'm pretty convinced that it's absolutely for my not good. So, back to the epic story of, oh, this is by Dr. Matthew Mavak. Where did I leave off here? The death tolls to those following the metastasis of the global vaccine mania, the imperial model was predictably tidied up with the help of Microsoft. While scientific models are admittedly fallible, one would nonetheless be hard-pressed to justify the endless string of contradictions, discrepancies, and willful amnesia in the global pandemic narrative. In fact, one should question whether COVID-19 even deserves the tag of a pandemic. Boy, it's like I wrote this myself. Boy, that's all me. They're chattering in the RLM while I stall awaiting the return of my co-hostage, Miss Mary, who was having technical difficulty and had to go away to fix it up. And I was reading it. Boy, I'm telling you, this stuff I'm reading, it sounds like some of the shit that I would write. I didn't know if you guys thought I was just making stuff up as I was going, but this is an actual link. I posted it in Ireland. So, I guess I just continue reading this thing. Stop worrying about Mary. She'll be back when she gets... Okay, I'm worried about Miss Mary. She's out there in Kansas with sometimes little to no internet surface. It's a miracle she gets on. So where was I? According to the United States Center for Disease Control, CDC, the updated age group survival rates for COVID-19 happened to be ages 0 to 19, 99.997%. 20 to 49, 99.98%. 50 to 69, 99.5%. And 70 plus, 94.6%. The mortality rates are only slightly higher than the human toll from seasonal flu and are, in fact, lower than many ailments for the same age cohorts. Wow. Crack salesman. Wow, smartass is up getting there. No, Rob, I didn't kill Mary. She just got e-wounded. Her computer had a... I don't know, maybe I killed it. She said I was sounding funny, but... Anyway, where was I in this epic tale of stuff? Oh, yeah. If the CDC statistics don't lie, what kind of science have we been subjected to? Was it the science of mass-mediated hysteria? There are other troubling questions yet unanswered. Whatever happened to the theory of bats or pangolins being the source of COVID-19? Who was patient zero? Come on. They've had a year to work on this, you know. So it's to the point that it doesn't matter if it's true or not, it just matters what the government tells certain people to do. And those people, that 20%, give or take, I would say, let's say in some countries it's higher, but just 20% of these, you know, fellow countrymen bopping around doing their shit, you know, the government mandated way will make the other 80% responsible to do the same thing. And I think I could be off on the numbers, but I don't think it's at 20% here at the moment. And I saw quite a few more people. Of course, I'm noticing it more now because, you know, now I'm looking for it. They're going, hey, we're going to force you to do this, by God. One way or another, you're either going to conform or you're going to slap somebody because they want you to conform. I don't know, it's a crazy-ass fucked-up world, that's for sure. We're all, I think we're being pushed to our individual levels of what we'll take. Yeah. And some people's levels of what they'll take is vast and wide. Circle, for example, can deal with it way better than me. She smiles through all this shit like it's no big deal. And me, I haven't even had to do anything, and I've complained before. Before it happens, I'm already going, hey, wait a minute. And my wife just rolls with this shit. So, I don't know if it's got something to do with the culture differences. Me being a wild-ass American from California and all like that. And Cirque being satisfied with her home country. So it sets up things to look different than they truly are. Because she doesn't want to go to the States. And I can't say that anybody in the States in any situation of control has made it a popular place to go to. Well, they've done everything except put up don't feed the bear signs. Yeah. I remember when building a wall was the big thing to keep the Mexicans out. Now, building a wall is how do you keep the people in? Yeah. Remember when we were joking about that, because we're the conspiracy nuts, right? And we were saying things like, they're not building a wall to keep the wetbacks out. They do all the work. They're doing this. They're building a wall to keep you fuckers in. Then they found ways for that. They didn't have to do it using a wall. They could do it using group fear, group think, fear mongering, some links, a couple of dishonest doctors. I don't even know if this Fauci guy, what kind of doctor he is, a voodoo doctor. He's like a witch, one of those like monkey paws or something. Go with his glasses. But I've heard every possible version of the story about this corona crap out of this guy. There is to tell, so. Well, I don't guess Mary's coming back. Maybe we'll just do a quick hour and call it a show. I think I killed Mary's computer. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. I'm going to apologize ahead of time just in case I did. But we have no idea what happened to Mary. So I will continue. Yeah, I know, Beetle. Ain't she fun? Anyway. Where was I on this epic saga? Oh, here we go. Why was there a concerted media agitprop against the prophylactic use of hydroxychloroquine that was backed by Indian Council of Medical Research, ICMR, no less? And why did Professor Neil Ferguson, who had led Imperial's contagion modeling, repeatedly breach lockdown measures to meet his paramour right after his recommendations were used to justify draconian lockdowns worldwide, which continue till today? Yeah, well, boy, we got screwed on the dork table here. Who stole? I'm trying to read the chat. Lost Mary. Oh, well, I used to hitchhike and fall asleep in one state and wake up in a whole other state and have to be told where I was when I got out of the car. But where am I? Oh, those were the days. Back when people were, I don't know, they weren't terrified of each other yet, back in the 70s. Those are fun times. I can't imagine anybody trying to physically do the things that we did in the 70s growing up. Oh, man. What a different world than the one we came from. The one we're in now, this mask and distancing. Oh, wow. There's a few of us that see it as a distraction from the collapse and replacement of the U.S. dollar. But it's not a very popular topic to use verbally. It's more like, I don't know, it's like that bomb sitting off somewhere that nobody wants to admit is there. Well, it hasn't blowed up yet. Leave it alone. Don't go antagonizing. Don't poke it with nothing stupid. Leave it alone. Well, apparently this thing is going to blow up all by itself, no matter what any of us do. And it's not so much a matter of, I don't think, people agreeing with it or disagreeing with it. I think it's way deeper than that. It's a matter of how much it matters to the individual, you know? Because a lot of us, like, I'm familiar with the black market in the States. As a marijuana user, way before the days when marijuana was legal, I was still smoking. It didn't stop me. It slowed me down. Of course, it would make it a little bit more difficult. I mean, you can just walk in. You'd have to know certain things about what kind of people smoke, and then out of that kind of people, how many of those deal? So I had it kind of figured out. Restaurants and bars were usually where people went that smoked marijuana. And then what really made it all easy was, remember when they started to make us smoke outside? Forget what year that was. Late 90s, I think, something like that. So now they had to bar. Couldn't smoke inside, so you had to go outside. And we all knew each other, and everybody that knew each other that smoked, it was either you did and you didn't. Or it didn't bother you that somebody did. So we would be, it was easier to do the shit we were already doing because they're stupid smoking outside law. But it, I don't know. I guess it made the smoky, you know, took the smoke out of the room, but most of us didn't really give a shit about that in the first place. And all it did was, it just made matters, in another way, it just made matters worse. It drove people to doing things that they normally probably wouldn't do. But, hey, they're smoking it. Let me try that. I'm going to try this here gateway drug. And if I end up on the streets of New York with a heroin needle in my arm, it's all your fault. Because that's the TV world we come from. You start out with a marijuana cigarette inside of 20 minutes. You're on a bus headed for New York City so you can become a junkie on the street. I mean, this is as bad as the story I was reading. And bad, the story was right. It's that this has all happened. And we're at this point in history where this is the best we can do. Oh, a world of people running around pretending that there is a pandemic that only kills old people, but we're going to control it by making sure that the young people don't give it to the old people. Yeah. Well, I remember life. I'm going to get off the radio here, but I remember life was so much easier back when we could just decide if we wanted to go outside or not. But I guess, fortunately for me, there's a state to, you know, tell me how to live and what's good for me and what's not good for me. Wow, what's next? They're going to stop me from smoking or, you know, I don't know. Sorry about this, guys. I'll call this a show and send Grim some notes here. Miss Mary had some computer problems and she won't be back for a while. So I don't even know if I'm going to be wanting to do a solo show. I might just take the same amount of time off with Miss Mary and then just return when she gets back after the American holidays. Yeah, Rob, so I know, but I just don't have 5 minutes of anything to freaking talk about. You know, that's what I mean is I see this thing as a fraud. I've said it about a billion times. And every day, the system that I live in, the system I left, they make it more real so that they can control us that much easier. Scott, if they give a shit about our health, I tell you, life wouldn't be the way it is. So I doubt it's about our health. I think it's about something way different than that. I think I've said it. So without somebody here to yak with, it's kind of it's an uncomfortable spot for me to be in now. So I'm looking for all the buttons to get this thing going so it can stop the radio podcast and restart the other thing. But thanks a lot, everybody, that did hang out with me here on this Saturday, the 24th of October in 2020. Things got to get better or something. I don't know. But they're not looking very good even from where I'm looking at right now. I'll get back to you next week at Thursday on the Dropping a Coil show with Larry and Rob. See you later. Bye.